Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
How about this story, guys? Melinda Gates apparently began working with divorce lawyers well over a year before her split with Bill Gates.
Oh, boy.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, boy.
This was partly over concerns about her husband's dealings with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Uh-oh. Say the last sentence out loud again.
This was partly over her concerns about her husband's dealings with Jeffrey Epstein, who is a convicted sex offender, especially when it comes to underage girls.
Not
good. Oh, boy.
So apparently, Melinda spoke with attorneys from several firms as early as October of 2019, saying the marriage was irretrievably broken and... She cited, there were documents that were cited and people in the know that said that she had a lot of unease about Bill Gates' ties to Epstein dating back to 2013. He, I wonder if a spokesperson, no, it was the New York Times reported in October of 2019 that Bill Gates had met with Epstein several times and once stayed in his New York City townhouse. And then a spokesperson for him said at the time those meetings were centered on philanthropy. But it seems like there's a little more to the story, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
So... As we know, the couple has said publicly that they plan on remaining co-chairs and trustees of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Billionaire Warren Buffett serves as the foundation's third trustee, you know, and they all have that. They've all vowed to give away a majority of their wealth. So, interesting. Epstein, when he was in New York, in a New York jail, named a little-known biotech venture capitalist whose name was Boris Nikolic,
okay,
as a backup executor of his will. But Nikolic had worked as a science advisor to Bill Gates and more recently funded more than a dozen firms in gene editing and other like health technology. So there's all these like interconnections.
Sure.
But in an emailed statement at the time, this Nikolic told Bloomberg News that Epstein had not consulted him about his will and that he had no intention of fulfilling those duties. So, seems like there's a little something else going on. And if there is, it makes sense that we had the story that the kids are Team Melinda.
Here is from the Business Insider. They say that there was a report that Bill Gates in Jeffrey Epstein met more than once from 2011 to 2013. The outlet reported that Gates rode on Epstein's private jet from Jersey to Palm Beach, Florida. Though Gates had previously denied he'd ever traveled with Epstein in a 2019 interview with the Wall Street Journal, he said, "I didn't have any," Bill Gates said, "I didn't have any business relationship or friendship with him. I didn't go to New Mexico or Florida or Palm Beach or any of that. There were people around him who were saying, hey, if you want to raise money for global health and get more philanthropy, he knows a lot of rich people. Philanthropy. Every meeting where I was with him were meetings with men. I was never at any parties or anything like that. He never donated any money to anything that I know about." And then they say that the two men's relationship appeared to cool in the fall of 2014, according to The Beast. This following a $2 million donation to MIT's Media Lab by Bill Gates that the lab's former director claimed was facilitated by Epstein. A representative for Gates denied that claim to the Journal, saying although Epstein pursued Bill Gates aggressively, any account of a business partnership or personal relationship between the two is simply not true, and any claims that Epstein directed any programmatic or personal grant making for Bill Gates is completely false.
Somebody's lying.
Somebody's lying.
Mm-hmm. They can't both be true. Interesting, huh?
Very much so.
Hmm.
Makes you want to scratch your head a little bit.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Would we ever, I don't know, what did we ever learn? I was like a loose follower of this Epstein situation.
Oh, Steve.
But like, what did we ever learn of all the big names that were attached? Have we learned anything? Did they stop reporting on it?
Haven't heard too much. I know there was Bill Clinton's name was attached. Prince Andrew's name was attached. Mm-hmm. We don't know if there could have been meetings just among rich guys and people with, you know, business dealings without there being any crazy business.
Yeah, that's possible. Right.
But it seems that there are also cases that seem a little suspicious.
Like a lot with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial with her computer that they have and getting that information.
Those names.
I think that when they get that trial going, won't they kind of have a little more answer to what
Think so.
I think we'll find out. I think it's just kind of been waiting for that trial to come through, because once they have to start talking about those names and testify.
Especially a criminal investigation, they're not going to the public all their cards right now.
Right, so I think it will come out eventually. I mean, I want to know. Hopefully it does, because there's a lot of, in my eyes, suspicious activity there with a lot of important names. Not saying that they were tied to it, like you guys said, but let's get clarification here, because there's a lot of
lot
of things going on. So.
Yeah.
I wonder if trying to piece together some bombshell piece.
That would be great if he was. I mean, there was a whole documentary, whole series on it, and I watched the whole thing with all these young women. And they all, even the women who did not even know one another, had the same stories about how they were groomed and how they were told they were going, is it West Palm? And then what's the other one that's right across the bridge? It's West Palm Beach and Palm Beach,
maybe,
I think. And one's the fancy side and the other one is like kind of the other side of the tracks. And they would get these girls to come and give this rich guy, Epstein, massages, which turned into just this ring of just sexual abuse. Just disgusting. Anyway, I'm sure, it's probably getting close to that
time.
Yeah.